Welcome to Biz Rocket Radio. This is your host, Stone Payton, and joining me in the studio this morning is my producer, Alan Dobrinsky. How are things going for you, buddy?
Hi, things are going great.
So did you sell any houses this week?
Not yet. Nope, I'm learning some new marketing tools, so let's hope that generates some leads for me.
Yeah, and we got your show coming up on Friday. Are we gonna interview some interesting folks from the real estate world Friday, or have you got that lined up yet?
I'm still working on getting some guests for that show.
All right, well, that ought to be fun. Well, we have a terrific show for you this morning. In just a little bit, we're going to hear from a gentleman who was born and raised in Los Angeles. He's been a successful actor for more than 25 years. He's appeared on shows such as The Sopranos, CSI New York, Conviction, Warm Springs. The list is way too long. Of course, he had me at Remember the Titans, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, and he makes a great Bobby Bowden in one of these appearances as well. Welcome to the show, Mike Panuski.
Thanks a lot for having me, Stone. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, we are delighted to have you, man. Understand you've got a new book out, When Life Gives You Lemons, Throw Them Back. Tell us a little bit about this book and what compelled you to write it.
Oh, thanks. It's a collection of essays that I've written over the last couple of years, all designed to help people overcome the obstacles in their life. One of the things I learned as an actor a long time ago is that there's nothing you can't do. There's no obstacle you can't overcome. And what I tried to do is I tried to share some stories of my own career, stories of things that have happened to other folks, and just try to encapsulate those into short essays that are designed to give people real tools, real effective tools they can take and use immediately to overcome things like stress or time management or life isn't treating them the way they should, or that they got an attitude issue, or if they're just not able to get motivated, all those kind of obstacles that can keep people from where they want to be in their life, and to help them really have useful, effective things to get out there and get started.
You know, the acting profession strikes me as one of those careers that requires an incredible degree of mental toughness. Is this something that you acquired as an actor, or did you come into that arena with that mental toughness?
No, I think you do it as needed. I came into it with the idea that I was passionate about wanting to do this. I mean, you know, when I decided to take the leap, I wasn't doing really well in school, and I just came down to the idea that I really wanted to take a shot at acting, and everything just sort of took off from there. But then when you get out in the real world and you actually try to make a living, you got to develop that thick skin, because actors are the most rejected people on the planet. 98% of the membership of the Screen Actors Guild can't hardly make a living. I'm one of the lucky ones. And even the best of us, the ones who work a lot, will face more rejection than we will that will get booked on a job. That's just the way it works. But what you got to do is you got to understand that it's a business, and you got to develop your own strategy for dealing with this and to not take it personal, and just focus on the positive, focus on what you can control. And eventually what you do is you develop a strength and a constitution about yourself that where you're focused on the positive, you're focused on what you love to do, and the fact that you're not going to get it most of the time, you don't really worry about it because your eyes are on the prize. You don't focus on the difficulty. You don't focus on the obstacles. You focus on the thing that you're going for, and this is just part of the deal.
So let's talk more about this book. What's in it? How's it organized, and why should people buy it? What will they get from this thing?
Well, again, my goal is something useful, because my idea here is this could be a reference to check back to every once in a while, depending on what's coming up. And what I also did is I wrote it in a series of short little essays, because I understand that we're in a world of short attention spans. And,
yeah,
you know, the 200 or 300-page books, no disrespect to anybody, can be brilliant and wonderful, but not a lot of people have that kind of attention span anymore. So what I did is I tried to encapsulate about 50 different scenarios that people could face with sort of a summary of where you could be and here's how you deal with it. And they go across the board, all the kinds of things that you'll ever face in your life. And the objective here is that there's no obstacle you can't overcome. You have the power to ultimately create the life and the kind of success that you want.
So what advice, if any, do you have for aspiring authors? You know, a great many of our listeners feel like they've got a book in them. But I also know, I got to tell you in the same breath, a lot of them just can't seem to take that first step. What advice, if any, do you have for those folks?
Well, I agree. I think everybody's got a story to tell. And I'm a firm believer in giving back and sharing your story and helping each other out, you know, because we all have knowledge. We all are experts from our own perspective. And there's useful knowledge that we can share with anybody. I would say the first thing to do is to start. You know, and a lot of times what we do is we see the mountain, but we don't see that to get to the top of the mountain, it's one step at a time. So what you got to do is you got to you know, there's a Brian Tracy talks about this idea of sort of taking it off in bites. So start somewhere. Start with just write a couple of paragraphs. Write the introduction. Write a general summary of what do you want to talk about. Start in the middle. Anything about what your idea is that you feel like is worthy or is inspiring you at the time, just start. And eventually, just take it a step at a time and focus on each step. Don't necessarily see the big thing, but focus on the fact that right now, this is what I can do, and do that. And then tomorrow, you can do something else. And eventually, a few weeks, a month, or two down the road, you got a book.
So throw your hat over the fence and at least get started, right?
Exactly. Just start.
Yeah.
I see too many people get paralyzed by that analysis where they worry about the bigger things and all they see is the mountain. But they don't understand that you put one foot in front of the other and one step at a time you eventually get there. And you just got to start.
So you're an actor, you're an author, you're a keynote speaker and a consultant and confidant to senior level executives. I don't want you to take this question the wrong way, but I think I owe it to all of us, including our listeners, to ask it. Yeah, what does an actor really have to teach, you know, those of us in the business arena?
What in the world does actors value? What is their value in society?
Right.
Well, that's a really fair question, and I don't have a problem with that. For a long time, I taught acting. I taught acting classes for a long time, and I enjoyed it very much. And as I got toward the end, and I started to get a little bored with that arena, I started to realize that the things I was teaching, the principles about a craft and about pursuing creating a character, which is acting with intention and defining with objective, defining an objective and acting on it and listening and being present in the moment, understanding the concepts of communication, and how do you put all that together to create the desired result in any situation or with an individual person, that has bigger application than just teaching somebody how to create a character, and not in a way where I show people how to fake it. But what I try to do is bring a more creative approach to those ideas that are obvious basic business principles that we all need to know. And then the other thing, too, which people don't, I think, really comprehend most of the time, is while, yes, being an actor involves an enormous amount of training and craft, we're business people. We are independent business people. We are our own product. And one of the things that I teach young actors all the time is that, yes, you need to study and learn your craft, but the sooner you understand that you are now putting yourself into a business and you need to treat it that way, the better chance you have of being successful. You have to understand this is a business. As the saying goes, they don't call it show art. They call it show business.
I like that.
You know, it is a business. And you got to understand that not only in the situations where you go and audition and try to get a job, that's a business situation, but how you set up your own strategies to be successful. You have to think like a business person. You have to act with intention. You have to decide where you want to go in your career and what do you got to do to get there? What are the things you need to do? What kind of training do you need to take? Who you need to help you, who do you need to get on your team. We all need a team around us. Nobody does anything by ourselves. And even those of us, you know, as an actor, we think, well, he's just an actor. No, well, I'm an actor, but I can't have a career without a really good agent, without taking classes from people who really, you know, show me how to do it right and put me in the right direction. And all the different support people around me that help me do what I do and be successful, not to mention, you know, a good family and a supportive wife and a team at home that supports this crazy world that I'm in. That you know, all of this relates to anybody who's trying to be a success at anything. And my thing is I want to bring a different creative kind of enthusiasm to these ideas that maybe people didn't think of. And, you know, we're all looking for a different way to look at things. And what I try to do is put some fun in it, put some art into it, and also try to help people just be effective.
You know, on the keynote speaking front, I have to believe that a professionally trained, arguably very successful actor must have a real leg up on the rest of us clowns that go out there and do keynote speaking. That professional training must be a real asset to you.
I think it helps in terms of not being afraid to be in front of an audience. But the bottom line is I think audiences want to hear sincerity. They want to hear I'm not there to put on a show necessarily. They want to hear useful stuff and they want to hear my stories and they want to hear from somebody who's, they don't feel like is just trying to sell them something. So while, you know, there is performing in it, I think the most effective speeches, as you well know, are the ones where you feel like you connect with that person. And so I try to drill it down in a way that, yeah, I'm an actor and I work in a fantasy world, but there's reality elements of this that makes that fantasy world work. And those are the things I want to share with you. And I try to do it in a way that's very relatable. I certainly don't put myself up there ahead of anybody. I mean, I'm a regular guy like anybody else. You know, in drama school, I was always the guy who borrowed everybody's student IDs to buy football tickets because none of the art guys wanted to go, you know, because that's just who I am. And so you put that into your work because that's the stuff that audiences connect to.
This elusive creature that many of us refer to as the economy, has it had an impact, a negative impact on your business? And do you speak to it at all when you're speaking with groups and consulting to businesses?
Yeah, it certainly has, especially in the advertising arena. Certainly my work that I do in commercials and voiceovers and industrial films and stuff like that is not anything like it used to be. Mm. And that's just because they're not spending money there. But, you know, the other thing we got to understand is this is cyclical. And I think one of the great things that I appreciate now about being an actor is that built into my career and what I do is a certain kind of resiliency, that you understand that there are going to be tough times. I mean, the best of us go through months without working, and it has nothing to do with anything we did. It's just the nature of the beast. And so we have that sort of built-in resiliency that's going to happen, and we're going to prepare ourselves for it. You're going to save your money, and you're just going to, you know, keep your head down and maybe, you know, in that time, reinvent yourself a little bit, reposition yourself, try some different things to try to mix it up and catch people's attention. And so what I try to do is I try to share that sense with people, in that unfortunately what happens, especially in this kind of economy that we're in right now, is people are in positions they've never experienced before. They've gone out and put themselves out in the job market what they've never experienced or had to do in a long time, and then, of course, have to be flexible and maybe try to put themselves in positions they wouldn't normally do, but because they got to work, they got to pay the bills. And so I try to pass on the kind of resiliency and the perspective that I use as an actor, because you got to understand that this stuff is coming. You got to really try not to let it beat you down. And I understand that that's easier said than done. But it's that positive attitude. It's that sense of hope and commitment that eventually will get you out of it. Getting too dug into the despair and the frustration, which may be completely legit, is not going to get you out of it. It's just going to dig you deeper into it. You got to find a way to connect with what's possible and not just get locked in on the obstacle.
Talk to us a little bit, if you would, about the marketing. I'm always interested in the marketing side of everyone's business. How does a professional actor and a keynote speaker, author go to market? And is it three very different strategies, or is there some overarching strategic umbrella? Walk us through that a little bit.
Well, the acting thing is really different from the speaking and the author and the book and everything, because the audiences are somewhat different. If I'm looking to get an acting job in a production, a TV show or a film, those aren't necessarily the same people who are looking for authors or keynote speakers. So the strategy is different because it's a different audience. And in the arena where I'm trying to get an acting job, I have agents that, you know, knock on doors for me, and they tell me where to go, and they negotiate contracts for me, and that's spectacular. I love that part of it. One of the tough parts that I have in the speaking arena is that as of now, I'm a one-man band, and that's not – that promotional stuff is something that I'm not necessarily expert at. At every turn where I can, I try to find people to help me out. Like I have somebody who works with me, who helps me in the social networking area to try to build an audience out there, and she does a terrific job there. And I'm working on trying to find people to market the book and take that to different places where I just can't take it on my own. But in the meantime, I'm trying to use the world of the internet to market my book, because as we've all seen lately with Amazon.com and Kindle and all these electronic readers, the purchasing of ebooks and the marketing of ebooks has gone way up. And so I'm trying to capitalize on that growth, where people are more often buying books in an electronic format and putting them on some kind of reading device, whether it's an iPad or whether it's their Kindle, and trying to tap into that audience there.
This internet thing is going to catch on, I think. Don't you, Alan?
I think so.
I like it. As a matter of fact, I was going to ask you, those Kindle devices, they read the book to you, don't they? They have voice.
I don't have one. I don't know that that's true. They may.
And I just wonder, do you automatically make an audio version that you can listen on an MP3?
I mean, he has a great voice. If you haven't, you
ought to. I do have an audio version of the book that's available on my website. You can buy the whole package, where you get the book, you get the audio version, you get a couple of other great bonuses from me, all on my website, which is throwemback.com.
Good.
Nice. Very cool. You know, he was talking earlier, Alan, about the cyclical nature of business in general. As a real estate broker, you live through this too, right? I mean, you've got to store your nuts for winter or whatever, right?
Right now, I'm running all the ads that I can right now, because I know that in the spring, this is going to flower, hopefully.
And you're also producing a radio show.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? That's a smart idea.
Like you talked about.
But it's a really smart strategy is that, you know, when the downtime comes, use it to be productive. Use it to reevaluate your strategy, reevaluate your materials. I mean, one of the things that, you know, I do as an actor is reevaluate my materials. You know, how's the demo tape? How's the website? Are my pictures getting old? You know, because we're all getting older and your picture's got to look like yourself. The agent doesn't want to get a headshot. And then you walk in the room and go, this headshot's obviously 15 years old, you know, because that's just not good for business. So you take the downtime to do those things and invest in yourself so that when the phone starts ringing again, when business turns around, you're ready and you can handle it because you don't want to have to try to do both at the same time. So as much as downtime can be frustrating, it also can be liberating in the sense that it gives you time to focus on those other things that prepare you to be successful.
So what do you find most rewarding about your corporate work, and what, if anything, do you find a little bit challenging or even frustrating in the corporate arena?
Well, I guess there is a frustration in that oftentimes, and this happens in my business too, in the acting business, is that people come to you up front and say, I want something outside the box. I want to do something really different. And then when you finally start drilling it down or you get into the rehearsal process or you start creating it and you get to where it's showtime and you're ready to produce, it ends up being back in the box, you know, because they always tend to sort of drive back to the safe choices. And I understand in a practical sense because a lot of times, you know, decisions are made by committee and everybody's got to agree and it's, you know, it ends up probably being the one everybody can agree on, which is usually the safer choice. And I understand that. It is very rewarding for me to find new audiences. In the business that I'm in the acting world, you know, I've been in front of those types of audiences for a long time and being, you know, teaching acting class and all the different sort of things I've done in the acting world. It's relatively the same sort of folks, the same kind of audience, but to be out in the corporate world with a whole different set of eyes and ears, that's really exciting. Because I think I can bring something creative and something different and something unique. And I sense a real excitement and a real appreciation for it, especially when I go to some of these conferences where, you know, they get a series of speakers on very useful and practical topics. And then, oh, here's the actor. This might be cool. This might be different. and you know, I run with that. I try to make it as unique and different as I possibly can. And so far, it works pretty good.
So I know writing a book can be a little bit like birthing a baby. did you?
Don't tell my wife that.
Yeah, my wife doesn't buy that either.
I don't think she'll agree.
But it can be an exhausting, exhilarating, sure. All those things. Was there a chapter or a topic that surfaced for you that you particularly enjoyed, or if someone held a gun to your head and said, look, you can only share one major concept, was there one that surfaced for you that you just really got enamored with?
Well, you know, there's one that I always come back to because it's a fundamental principle of acting, but I also think that in this day and time where our life, especially in our working life, is very full of distractions. We have smartphones, we have telephones, we have multitasking where we're all trying to do 48 different things at the same time. And what we forget and what gets lost in that is what ultimately impacts the people that you're dealing with is how you are fully present right here, right now, in this moment. You know, people ask about how to be successful. Well, you got to be successful right now. And then the next moment, be successful in that moment. And eventually you build a pattern of success. People look at achieving success as something out there in the future. No. The important thing is that you're a success right now, because right now is all you got. And like right here in this space with you, this is it. I'm here. There's no phone here. I'm not anywhere else but right here. And I think what happens in this age of all this sort of multitasking and different things happening at the same time is we forget that what's most valuable and effective is to be fully present in this moment right here and give everything you can to this moment. And then you move to the next moment because that's what we do as an actor. You know, we shoot a movie a scene at a time. And a lot of times it's out of order. So the important thing is that this moment lives right now. And then eventually what we do over 6 or 8 or 12 weeks or however long it takes to shoot something, you put all those moments together and you have this beautiful stream of reality that is all created moment to moment, but they're all real and they all live and breathe as those individual moments. But without that commitment to the moment, you don't get that whole big string of this fabulous project you can create. So that's the one thing that I try to get people to focus on is be here. Be where you are right now and be the best you can in this moment and then build on that moment to moment.
Alan, you know, every once in a while I ask a really good question. I think that was tremendous counsel.
Very good.
That sounds like marvelous advice. How can our listeners learn more about your work, get their hands on this book and the audio book? What's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
You can go to the website, which is www.throwemback.com, to order the book and the whole package with the audio book. You can also get this book on Kindle on Amazon.com. If you want to learn more about me and opportunities to speak, you can go to my company website, which is www.acttowin.com.
Well, before we let you go, we have a little tradition here on Biz Rocket Radio, and I don't know, you may have already done this because that was a marvelous answer that you just shared with us, but we like for each guest, if they would, to share a business tip that they feel like our listeners can apply immediately that really will help them propel their business. Can we get you to take a shot at that?
Well, actually, I just gave away the one I thought of, but I got another one.
Okay, great.
I'm going to tell you a story. A few years ago, I took my kids to the beach, summer vacation, and we went to this pier. I think it was down in Panama City, somewhere in the panhandle. And we're out there on the pier, and there were all these guys fishing for mackerel, okay? And this one guy walks over to this light pole, and on top of the light pole is one of those big seabirds, and he just hands the fish up to the bird, and he just holds it right at his face, and the bird's standing on top of the pole just flapping his wings, just flapping, and he didn't move. But he never went for the fish. And finally, the fisherman said, oh, whatever, and he laid it down on the ground, and he walked away. Well, while the guy's up there flapping on top of the light pole, another bird swoops down, steals the fish, and splits. And there's a lesson in you got to take the shot. If you have an opportunity in front of you, if you have a chance to better yourself, to better somebody else, to take that risk, to take the chance to achieve what you want, you got to do it. Otherwise, somebody else will. Because there are plenty of other seabirds sitting there waiting for that mackerel laying on the ground. It's just easy prey. Take the shot. I know back when I decided to become an actor and I had to go, you know, have that inevitable conversation with my parents. And my mom looked at me and she, you know, was prepared and recited all the statistics from the Screen Actors Guild about how I was going to fail. I looked at her and I said, you know what? I'm not conceited. I'm not arrogant. And I just believe I can be the one. I just believe. I know this is it. And I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it. And I'm going to take the lumps. I'm going to learn. I'm going to get there. But I just believe I can be the one. And 25 plus years later, here we are. But you got to take the shot. If it means anything to you, you have to take the leap. You can be smart. You can be judicious about it. You don't have to be reckless about it. But you got to take the risk because this is the only life we got. And we're all blessed with incredible gifts and talent. But if we don't use them and we don't get out there and stick our neck out a little bit, somebody's going to steal your fish and you're going to have to come up with something else.
Wow. I love it. Take the shot. And when life gives you lemons, throw them back.
Absolutely.
I love that. Throw them back.
It has been an absolute delight having you on the show, Mike. I hope you'll come back and visit with us again
sometime. Anytime. This has been a lot of fun. Thanks a lot.
Until next time, this is Stone Payton, Mike Panuski, our producer, Alan Dobrinsky, and everyone here at the Radio X family saying we'll see you next time on Biz Rocket Radio.